happy Friday morning to all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it.
It's Why We Love Today.
I love it.
He was a little slow on the upbeat for a Friday.
Yeah.
Let's get it together.
It is the fifth day of the last month of 2025. We are 3:39 into this thing. We have 26 until Seacrest drops the ball. 20 days until Christmas. Is that right, studio audience?
24 shopping days till Christmas.
There you go.
They've got spirits. Do they have any money they can lend me? Because that's what I need.
They gotta have some reason because they're very, very happy about everything.
20!
Yeah. And in unison.
6-7.
They train hard. And then, of course, 22 days until the wedding and yeesh.
The wedding
RSVP.
Of the century.
Everyone's invited.
Or at least that particular 27th day coming up. River Ranch Stockyards, RSVP, 921HankFM.com. Today, otherwise known as Bartender Appreciation Day.
Which you can also celebrate at the River Ranch Stockyards on December 27th.
That is true.
Party!
Because we will be merry and bright. Married and bright.
Mm. There's nothing more fun than a bitter bridesmaid at a wedding.
Get ready for that that line to appear in a future promo.
I love you.
It's National Comfort Food Day.
All the macaroni and cheese.
And coinciding with you won't be able to fit in it if you eat a bunch of comfort food, says me to me. National Blue Jeans Day.
You know, I'm with Tracy the Barrel Racer on this. Mm-hmm. Jeans keep you honest. None of the stretchy stuff.
I am celebrating that blue jeans today. And I'm done with formal wear for a minute.
Are you okay over there? Did you have to get fitted, measured, taped? I mean, you didn't get bustled, did you?
It drew a crowd, maybe, okay?
Look what I found.
One guy outside the window. On this date in history, things happened, such as 1776. We got the first fraternity in America, Phi Beta Kappa. It was organized. That was the College of William and Mary.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. They are having a rager.
Virginia. Yeah, but wasn't invited. It was just William that had the party there at William and Mary because it was a frat. Bruh.
It's a kegger.
Bruh.
In 1776, almost.
6-7!
All right.
Almost.
1791, Wolfgang Amadeus. It's a tough day if you're notable because several passings.
Oh, dear.
Starting with 1791, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He dies in Vienna.
That's unfortunate.
On this date, though, we got to know 1854, the folding chair was patented.
Wow.
Chairs? Uh-huh. Just were chairs.
I know, and they had nothing to throw in the WWE.
Aaron Allen, we can thank for that, 1854.
Go, Aaron.
Prohibition was repealed on this date in 1933.
Bartender Appreciation Day.
And then, of course, Elliot Ness, he was asked, what do you think about it, repealing Prohibition? Well, I think I'll have a drink. Mm. It's Bartender Appreciation Day.
Dang Skippy it is.
That one guy. On this date in 1980, Flash Gordon opened up in theaters. 84 opening up was Eddie Murphy in Beverly Hills Cop.
Oh, that was phenomenal.
88, TV evangelist Jim Baker indicted on federal fraud and conspiracy charges. That was the PTL scandal. Pardon me.
You remember
back
Tammy
in the day.
Faye? So much highlighting.
On this date in 2003, oh, happy anniversary, I guess, to them. Coldplay's Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow.
That's nice. So sweet. Yeah. No, they're very divorced.
And back to the...
consciously uncoupled.
Do be careful, because on this date back in 2010, we lost the great Dallas Cowboy, Dandy Don Meredith. And it was 3 years ago on this date, Kirstie Alley passed away. Tomorrow is Microwave Oven Day and National... Yeah, right before National Pawnbroker's Day. I understand. I feel the feeling.
No Pawn Stars imitation? Come on.
Oh, man. The best I can do on anything is about $5 at this point. We have birthdays to celebrate for the weekend. Malcolm in the Middle kid, Frankie Muniz, is 40.
Whoa.
He's now an auto racer.
That one hits, as the kids say.
Hey, our buddy. Coolest dude ever possibly, Gary Allen is 58.
That's right. Tattoos on the hands, ladies. You can't go wrong.
Saturday, tomorrow is, I can never say his last name, but he's very good at basketball. He plays for the Milwaukee Bucks. 31 is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Nailed it.
Thank you. Former Heisman winner and A&Mer, could have been a Cowboy, Johnny Manziel is 33. Johnny Football, Judd Apatow's 58. Debbie Rowe, 67.
MJ's baby mama.
There you go. The genius comedian Stephen Wright is 70. Joe Beth Williams, 77. On Sunday, we have Sarah Bareilles is 46. She's a singer.
She loves the love songs.
Terrell Owens, former Cowboy, 52. C. Thomas Howell is 59. What happened to him? Larry Bird, greatness, 69. Johnny Bench, baseball greatness, 78.
So much sports.
And then the greatest joust player in the United Kingdom, Tracy Gleave, having a birthday today.
How do you know this?
I met her and she, I took her to level, got her to stage 23 and then she beat me.
Sorry.
Yeah, nobody actually was clapping for that.